Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh! Yo.
Live from the Geico Studios, where we hit what is quite possibly the craziest, most dangerous, most insane free agent week in fantasy football we've seen in quite some years. With all the injuries, tonight's the night. There's so many nervous people. Mike, I know you've been doing a lot of stuff all day. What do I do tonight? Where do I go? I need tight ends. I need running backs. I need quarterbacks. I need a lot of people. This might be the biggest waiver wire night in years, I think.
Well, I mean, look, it's good for the economy if you've got a free agent acquisition budget that actually accounts for real dollars. Not that I'm advocating that, wink. Oh, you can't see me wink. This is radio. But there's going to be a lot of dollars moved in that regard. A lot of waiver wire priority decisions that people are wringing their hands and trying to figure out exactly. Because the other thing you're trying to figure out is who the hell's getting the ball in a lot of these cities, right? Because as we talk about every year going in, you only have so many bell cows. Well, two of those guys went down this week. In Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey. And then, well, Raheem Mostert ran for 80 yards and a touchdown on the first play. I don't know if you heard that.
That's all he needed. That's all he needed was that one play.
Yeah, as
he
long
was
as
tired.
You heard that one.
He was very tired after that.
Yeah.
He was very, very tired.
But, I mean, another guy that you're expecting big things in a given day. And look, he got you your money for your fantasy purposes. Could have been a monster day. But, yeah, I mean, when you add up all the different injuries, including a couple of guys that – at least on the early injury report, says, well, they should be available this week. When you're putting in for waivers, like, what does that mean? Can I get an ironclad stamp,
oh,
right?
Man.
Can you get the wax seal out and send me a letter to promise me this is going to happen, a blood oath or something? So, yeah, pretty crazy times, highly entertaining. The I Want Your Flex podcast is up to kind of take you through some of it, but I know we'll be hitting a little bit of that tonight.
Big night tonight for the National Football League. Yes, we'll get you everybody you could possibly want to pick up. Who's good, who's bad, who to pick up, who not to pick up.
Yeah.
Big NFL night.
Well, it's good that I listened to all those Micro Machines ads as a kid.
Yeah, it's good.
Because then I can talk really fast and not use too much time for those that, well, don't care about the fantasy angle of stuff.
All guarantees not valid. But obviously, we start with this because this is the night where either Mike's Nuggets makes it a series or the Lakers basically clinch a trip to the NBA Finals. Right now, 3:21 to go in the first half. It has been all Denver, 56-41. And if you think this is a game where, well, the Lakers are starting, no, the Lakers are actually playing really well. AD's got 16. LeBron was aggressive. But the Nuggets are shooting 61% from the floor. There's only so much you can do when the other team doesn't miss. And everybody is shooting. The guy shooting the worst right now tonight, honestly, for the Nuggets, is Jamal Murray. Everybody else is shooting incredibly well. And again, they are 60% from the floor tonight. The Lakers are just hoping they can stay close. And maybe if the Nuggets start missing eventually, they can close things up in the second half. But right now, like I said, the Nuggets just haven't missed. And this is why it's a 14-point lead now with under 3 minutes left to go in the first half.
Four additional three-pointers than the Lakers. They've been at the free throw line an extra five times along the way. So you add that up, some good defense from Michael Porter Jr. I know that's one that just keeps going on a seesaw. Sometimes
he's having a great game tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes really into it. Sometimes not so much. Tonight, 9 points, 5 boards, plus 16 on his 4 of 5 shooting and feeling it, right? He had a big shot over the outstretched arms of LeBron James, and you could see the Nuggets bench might have been the most animated we've seen them throughout this playoffs, you know, except for final buzzers in game sevens. But overall, you know, Lakers shooting about 45% at this point. I've already missed three free throws. I'm looking at you, Danny Green, JaVale McGee and Anthony Davis. But overall, the thing is, the other stat line that you have to pay attention to is the quadruple-double is potentially on the boards here, because we're looking at 8 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and 5 turnovers for LeBron James.
He's halfway there. He's halfway to a quadruple-double. Halfway there, living on a prayer. He's there. So we'll keep you updated on this game. Of course, a long time to go in this, but it is a Denver 14-point lead with 2 minutes to go before halftime. Meanwhile, the other big news of the NBA today kind of plays into NFL news a bit, but Commissioner Adam Silver today finally talked about when next season in the NBA is going to begin. And first we thought, well, they're going to take a month off and we're going to start around the normal time. Then it was, no, maybe later on in the year, maybe towards Christmas. Now Adam Silver says he doesn't see the season starting before the first of the year, that next season in the NBA will probably start after January 1st. And there's a couple of reasons for this. And you can sit here right away, and these are all accurate. If I said it's too big of a turnaround for some teams, you're trying to go through an entire offseason, you have to have the draft, you want to have free agency, it's too tough to do this. Yes, as blah, 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 blah. All that stuff is true. I completely get that. But here's what the NBA is thinking going to this, because you can see by the fact that Adam Silver said they want to play a full season this year, all right? Yes, they don't want to start without fans. There is no way they want to go back, because there's no way the players are going to the bubble again. This is a one-time-only experience, and they're going to go back, and they're going to play in their home arenas, and they will play without fans if they wanted to start when COVID-19 is before a vaccine and before we can get back to having fans and games. But they want to basically say, we want to have as normal an experience as we can. We want to have fans in. Everybody want everybody to make their money back and be able to make gate revenue that everybody missed out on this year. All that stuff is true. I get it. All of that stuff is true. But here's the NBA saying, well, we want to play a whole season. Well, why are you doing this then? Why are you saying we'll play a whole season? Because that's going to play into then the 21-22 season. Why would you do that? The NBA has never wanted to play while the NFL is going on, right? But the calendar was, hey, we're going to start here. We're going to start in October, end of October, beginning of November. They've never wanted to do that, especially now where football really owns 4 days of the week. It owns Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Saturday with college football. But the NBA has no choice because, well, we got to start sometime. Now, here's the thing. We start the beginning of January or shortly after the new year. Football is done, right? College football's done. The NFL is only playing wild card Saturday and Sunday. We're fine with that. We have an open spot on the calendar from the beginning of January all through the rest of January, February. Yes, the NCAA tournament in March, but those are only a couple nights a week. You're okay with that. It's still basketball. Then you get into, well, the beginning of Major League Baseball, okay. And then you're into the draft in May and June when the NBA season really heats up. That's when you normally hit the playoffs. And the NBA would just then be hitting their stride late regular season into the playoffs instead of finishing. And the NBA becomes a late winter into the summer sport. And this, I guarantee you, is a test balloon to say this may be our new calendar. That when it comes to it, we try it like this because COVID's allowed us to do this. I'm not saying the NBA would have been able to do it. Just, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to postpone our season for a month and a half and 2 months and get more relevancy and have better, more people watching on TV and all of these things. But because of COVID, they can now try it this way and watch. Because they say they're going to play the whole season, this tells me that they think it's going to work and that that's what the NBA is going to be, because there's no way they would do this, play a whole season, then we're starting 2021, 2022 late, and look, you're into 3 seasons now because of COVID. Nobody wants to do that. This tells me that's what the NBA's real aim is. They want to throw this out there and say, if this works, this will be our new calendar. And maybe they kick off on Christmas Day when it comes to it. Maybe, who knows? But this is our new, and we're going to own most of the first half of the year because the NFL is not playing. We want to play when the NFL is not playing. So this is when we're going to do it.
No, it makes perfect sense. Look, we've been pushing for the Christmas start forever for a million reasons. Most obvious is nobody pays attention, and you're basically playing 2 months. 2 months of like it was the restart in the bubble. Nobody's there. Nobody's fired up, right? I mean, you get a little bit of action when there's a big matchup, but for the most part, nobody's paying attention. You've got college football finishing. You've got the NFL that absolutely rules the day. And the Christmas start is just always, I mean, it's as long as you and I have been doing this show together and probably a decade longer. And it's like, it just makes sense. Why compete in the space in October, November? Hell, when they moved it up, because it used to be, you know, I'd be out trick-or-treating with the kids when they were little, and we'd be stopping at people's, you know, people's houses, and you'd look inside, and it's like, what do you got there? NBA game, huh? Because it'd be opening night, you know, around Halloween. And then all of a sudden, it was up to mid-October. It's like, nah, that's a bad idea. That's an extra 2 weeks that you're just getting buried. Unless a guy has a 50-point night or somebody gets hurt or some huge breakthrough performance. So, yeah, try to figure out where you can own more of the calendar. Baseball fans are still going to watch baseball. Hockey fans are still going to watch hockey. It's a tale as old as time. I can tell you that from being a kid doing trading card shows. The guy that came in wanting to spend money on hockey cards, he wasn't dabbling in the latest football rookies. He went to the table where there were hockey cards. And for the longest time, people that collected old school tops, a little bit of Fleer, Donruss, Upper Deck, but if they were in the old school tops, they were just baseball card collectors. That's their sport. You know, they pay attention to the other, right? Because you got to be able to talk at something on the sidelines of your kids' sporting events or at birthday parties and whatever else, but they're seam heads. So, you know, you're not worried about grabbing their audience or losing it. Like, people that are loyal to you, they're going to be loyal to you. So wherever you can try to find yourself a little bit of a business advantage, take advantage of it, right? And take advantage of what COVID has meant. It's like, oh, okay, you guys are going to get a little more time. Remember, you got that break earlier. I know it wasn't much of a break because you had to be quarantined. You were with, you know, your family every minute of every day. For some, a blessing. For some, let's call it what it is. They were longing to get back out on the road. And then you'll have a little bit of a break here to rest up, get ready. The draft is what, the end of November, right? That's the date, and we'll see if that actually stays where it's situated now, just after Thanksgiving. But for the NBA, now's the time, right? Coming out of a weird year that started with losing a ton of money because of the China flap in the preseason. It's all about, all right, let's reevaluate the business top to bottom. You're basically given carte blanche to draw up a new plan.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. From all this adversity, you're going to see a lot of things done the new way, and it's going to become the new norm pretty fast. I mean, that's just, we're seeing it every day in our country, and this is going to be the next big thing. If it works for the NBA, and it probably will, because you're talking about starting the beginning of the year, football's ending, what am I doing? I'm kind of just hanging around in February and waiting. No. We're right into the NBA. They get the excitement of that. They get into the summer. No, this is how it's going to go. You can have that summer league then in the fall, change the calendar. This is what the NBA is looking at. As long as it works, and it should work. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. A couple of scores to bring you by. First of all, the Mets won. Secondly,
the White Sox.
But you're boring for you. You're in the playoffs, man. We got to win every game to get in. What are you worried
boring.
About?
Boring. They've
you're
been
sitting
on
back
a,
doing nothing.
They've basically been sitting around like they celebrated that they won the World Series, man. It's time.
You clinched. It's celebrated. Time. It's fine. You're waiting around. You got 6 days of doing. I can't believe you're actually still playing games. I thought you would have forfeited all your games just to wait for the playoffs to start.
Nope. Keep winning. Row that boat.
But the Lakers make a big run at the end of the half. It is now a 10-point game, 63-53. Nuggets with the lead again. They shot the lights out in the first half, 61% from the floor. The Lakers are playing well, and they have now cut it to 10. And if you're the Nuggets, this is glass half full, glass half empty. This is glass half full. Boy, look how well we played in the first half. We're up 10. The other part of it is, man, look how well we played in the first half, and we're up 10. So a big second half on the way for Game 3, Nuggets and the Lakers. But coming up next, we got big stuff coming your way. NFL, what to do? All these big injuries this week, who is going to step up and replace guys? Like Sam Darnold. Oh, sorry, Sam Darnold's not here. It's just, sorry.
Please just get him off that team.
He's trash.
Lots of big NFL stuff coming up. Plus, the two worst teams in the NFL that nobody's talking about. And by that, I mean not the Jets. That's coming up next right here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, now you found Lisa, Lisa.
After you bombarded me.
Now you found it. Head to toe.
Wow, never do that again.
No. Why, it sounded fine. That's perfect. I was right in pitch with Lisa, Lisa. Telling you, I had a huge crush on Lisa, Lisa.
She was having problems, too.
No, no, no. Lisa, Lisa had no problems. She was the best. Oh, man. I had the biggest crush. She would wear, like, quintessential 80s would wear, like, the crop top and the matching, like, ultra-bright sweat top and sweatpants and have the headband that was the same color, too. Oh, yeah.
Thailand.
Yeah, well, that has nothing to do with anything. Nothing
for all you know, it does.
No, no. Oh, yeah, no, I love
Lisa.
She
was wearing the spandex and whatever else. Yeah. Just, you know.
I mean, still, Lost in Emotion is a much better song, and I got to actually listen to it on the way into work tonight. I had a
Seriously?
I had a back-to-back on the 80s channel of Lost in Emotion and Stevie B, Spring Love. And Spring Love may be the best song of the 80s. And I was like, oh! I turned the air conditioner off, I turned the windows down, and I'm just singing to Stevie B all the way. And people are just looking at me like, what the hell song is this guy singing to? And I'm like, this is Stevie B, man! Spring Love! Yeah! Oh, it was great. When you get back-to-back songs like that, I didn't know if I'd have a voice coming into work tonight. Dad just screaming Stevie B.
Wow. That's, we're all dumber for having heard it.
Oh,
I listened to Summer's Kiss by the Afghan Whigs, which signaled the end of the summer season. Welcome to fall, people.
Yes, let's I'm gonna go deep with the music that I listen. I'm going to talk about the deep cuts of music that have deep meaning for me. I'm not done. I'm going to listen to the songs. I don't necessarily like them, but I know what they stand for. And they stand for
as opposed to, I've got millions of songs at my disposal.
Spring
Let's
Love.
Bust out the Stevie
Spring
B.
Spring Love. It's about a relationship that he thought was going to be long term, and it wasn't, but it was still a fun spring. That's Spring
well,
Love,
I mean,
right? I can explain
kiss
you
was the
song.
Same thing.
joining us now on the hotline, a man with, well, also, questionable musical tastes. Fantasy Hall of Famer. You can check him out basically everywhere. On Twitter, at @Michael_Fabiano. That's at @Michael_Fabiano. SI, senior fantasy analyst at Sports Illustrated. You can hear him as well as show on satellite radio. I think is 24 hours a day replayed with fantasy advice. And I'm saying this because I know he's dying to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. And I was going to keep talking to stop him from talking about the Cowboys.
Well, you booked him, so you knew that was going to happen. The easiest way to not let him talk about the Cowboys is to not have him on the show, Smith. Come on.
It's Michael Fabiano wearing Tom Landry's hat as he appears with us on the show. Ooh. What's happening, man?
What's up, buddy? Hey, you can't say my music tastes are questionable when we share the same music tastes, my friend.
We do, but then I go, hey, you know, did you listen to L.A. Guns? And you go, no, I'm listening to Fate's Warning. I go, oh, my God, what is it, like 1985? And
L.A.
NFL
Guns
Network
is actually pretty good, but Fate's Warning, I mean, that's going back. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, but
you don't like Fate's Warning?
When we were at NFL Network together in like 2014, this is not long ago, you're listening to Fate's Warning. And I'm going, wait, you're listening to them right now? You're listening to Fate's Warning?
It's good music, man. So, like, I'm going to listen to it no matter what it is. Heck, I listen to more stuff that was created in the 70s, 80s, and 90s than I do right now. I can promise you that, right? I mean, like, come on.
I'll tell you this.
You know what? Some of the bands that I, like, have always loved ever since the 80s are still putting out really good albums to this day. Like, Alice in Chains, their last album was amazing. Stryper, go ahead and laugh. Stryper just came out with another album, very good. Mm. So, like, you know, if you dig the 80s hair metal, heavy metal, whatever the case, those bands are still around and putting out really good music.
You know, you haven't lived until you've done a show with Fabiano and you say, what do you think about Blaine Gabbert this week? And he goes, I don't like him. Why? He looks too much like the lead singer of Trickster. That's just
right. Yeah, I don't think you spent a little too time.
Trickster actually came out with a pretty good album like a couple of years ago.
Oh, no, God. No, that's enough.
I'm telling you, I'm going to text it to you after we get off. I'm serious, man. It's pretty good.
Good God, man.
Hey, so for Christmas, I'm going to get you that new Driving and Crying album. Okay, so you can have that one.
Yeah, Drive. You know, I was never really into them, though. There are some old 80s bands, man. I can go Cold Sweat, Child's Play, Kick Tracy, Tough. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them that I used to listen to and still listen to. But you know what? Let's get off the music topic. How are those Jets doing, Smith?
You know, hey, oh, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. We were in the same boat on Sunday, texting each other, my team sucks. You're like, my team sucks. We're so bad. And then you wind up winning. And it's like, we were just in the same boat like 45 minutes ago.
Though? We're going to be in the same boat again, like after the weekend, because we're going to Seattle. They're going to pound us because our defense is awful. And Russell's playing, you know, the best football of his career, which is saying something because the guy has been amazing. And the Jets are going to lose to, what do you guys got, Indianapolis this week? But your losing is inevitably going to turn into winning because you're going to fire Adam Gase, which you should have never hired the dude in the first place. Half of his checks at least should go to Peyton Manning for any job he's had that's not been in Denver. And Sam Darnold will go someplace else. You know, maybe he'll go to Las Vegas or another team, and then you guys will get Trevor Lawrence. You'll have a new head coach, and then things will be right with the world, because they were right with the world when you guys got Darnold and you were all excited, but that hasn't worked out too well for you, pal.
No,
the ownership's still the same, Mike. So no matter what you do, you can change the deck chairs everywhere else.
That is the problem.
If the ultimate decision makers are bad, it's still a problem.
Right, exactly. You would know that as a Bears fan.
Well, and you as a Cowboys fan since the triplets.
But I mean,
since the triplets, it's three of us miserable.
Do you watch Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes and just cry and just think we could have had one of those two dudes on our roster as our quarterback for the next 10 years? Instead, you're trying to get whatever you can out of Mitch Trubisky before that inevitably runs out and Nick Foles becomes the starter.
Okay, well, go watch the Bears games. I'll have you know. He's not been as bad as the end stats are.
No, Trubisky's
seems like he's the guy that everybody wants to hit with the stick this year. Anthony Miller, dropped end zone. Allen Robinson, two lazy plays.
That was ridiculous. Mitchell Trubisky has never thrown a better pass in his life, and Anthony Miller let it go right through his hands.
Well, but the two interceptions, you could argue, were Allen Robinson's fault. So,
well, you know what? The good news is, if you have Allen Robinson on your fantasy football team, this is a get-right week against Atlanta because their defense is awful. Awful. David Montgomery looked pretty good, too.
You know, but that's
the
thing.
When he left the game briefly with an injury, it was like, oh, please no. especially with all the notices we've been getting, right? I mean, you were terrorized going, how do I fit all these guys into a 3-minute waiver wire segment as we have it scheduled?
Oh, I know. Is it only 3 minutes? Because I can go through them real quick, but there's a lot of them.
No. I'm just saying, like, in general, prepping for your stuff, right?
Injuries,
I've got to do a video. How do I get it all in? How many boards can I build?
Yeah. The injuries this past weekend were just, I mean, the top two guys in all fantasy football drafts got hurt, and they're going to be out extended periods of time. Saquon Barkley out for the season. McCaffrey out 4 to 6 weeks. Raheem Mostert was playing unbelievable. Jason knows that firsthand because he was running all over the Jets, and he's going to miss some time as well. So fantasy owners are going to be plugging some holes, man, over the next couple of weeks. It's been tough.
I mean, this is like, I can't remember a week like this in years where so many people got hurt that so many people have to replace. And it's, well, do I go after Cole? You know, suddenly he's maybe Minshew's guy. Do I go get Davis because he's going to be in for McCaffrey for a while? There's so many holes that people have to fill, and it's, you know, where do I go? What do I do? Who's the first guy I should put on our list? I mean, this week has been absolutely insane.
Right, and it's funny, too, because I was on with you guys during the, quote, preseason, and I told everyone out there, you got to expand your rosters due to COVID. Well, guess what? It turns out you had to expand your rosters because everyone's getting hurt because there was no preseason. We had C.J. Anderson on my show last night on SiriusXM, and we talked about, hey, C.J., what's the big cause of all these injuries, in your opinion? And he said, different training camp, no preseason, this was sort of bound to happen. There's been all these soft tissue injuries with guys with the hamstrings, and of course Saquon with the ACL, you know, super unfortunate for him and his fantasy fans as well. But the injuries have, I knew and projected there to be more injuries than we normally see in the first month of the season. You never expect to see what we saw last Sunday, which was all these big name players going out, and heck, the Niners lost everybody. I mean, they lost their quarterback. They lost their top running back. They lost Bosa. They've already been without George Kittle and Debo. It's tough sledding out there for some of these NFL teams. Well, the Jets, no matter what, I mean, even if they have injuries, it's still tough sledding for them. But even Jamison Crowder, man, he was looking good.
Uh-huh.
And then he has a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, it's Chris Hogan who ends up being the most valuable Jets wide receiver outside of Braxton Berrios. Good luck with that one.
Well, you use value in a very loose of train there. Anybody in the Jets having value.
Right. I mean, and Chris Herndon, I mean, like, that dude's on a milk carton. I thought he was going to end up seeing a bunch of targets. He was blocking a lot of the game. So it's just Adam Gase, man. You just got to get rid of that guy. Look at Ryan Tannehill now that he's not under the thumb of Adam Gase. He's shining and thriving. The guy looks like an MVP.
And he got paid. He's Michael Fabiano. You can find him with Sports Illustrated at Michael_Fabiano, FABIANO on Twitter is where you find him. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon coming to you live from the Mobile Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. Check out Mike's work on SI.com for all the moves you need to be making, weekly rankings, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of those things. And look, my one piece of advice coming in, I don't want expanded rosters. I like people to have to use free agent acquisition budgets, make tough decisions, and cut guys if necessary. But it was all about handcuffing, a
right.
term we probably hadn't used as much in the last mm-hmm. 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Probably more so than ever this year.
And with those expanded rosters that, you know, I had suggested, and I did it in all of my leagues, you can actually grab Mike Davis with your last pick if you have Christian McCaffrey, and now you're good to go. You could have potentially stashed Devonta Freeman now that he's going to be the lead back for the Giants. Not sure if it's going to be this week or the week after, but eventually it will be the Devonta Freeman show there. Not sure how much he's got left, but heck, at this point, he's on the waiver wire. He could potentially play close to a featured role for an NFL team, so he's got to be rostered. He'll be one of the top pickups as well. And then Joshua Kelly, who's got to be owned in most leagues. I mean, everybody in the leagues that I am in talk about how none of these players are available because we're all playing against people
right.
who just do this for a living. But
yeah, he's 40% rostered in Yahoo leagues,
which is crazy. Like, which means he's 60% available. And this guy, 23 carries last week. He is filling in that Melvin Gordon sort of role for Los Angeles. He's out-touched Austin Eckler. He's actually fifth in carries right now among running backs. So there are some dudes out there, especially if you're playing in some of these home leagues. Jerick McKinnon with the Niners situation. Darrell Henderson, although there's some backfields, and you guys can get behind this. There's some backfields we're not going to figure out this season. We're just not. Because every single week it's going to be a hot hand situation, and no one's going to know who that hot hand is until the kick, right? So Rams, right? Akers, okay. No, it's Malcolm Brown. Oh, Malcolm Brown. Yeah. Oh, wait, now he gets hurt. Now it's Darrell Henderson. In Detroit, first week, oh, it's Adrian Peterson, and DeAndre Swift is mixed in there. Oh, then last week they give the goal line touch to Kerryon Johnson, and he leads the team in carries. Baltimore, they're splitting snaps and touches like right down the middle between Ingram and Gus Edwards got in the mix. He led the team in carries last week, and of course you got J.K. Dobbins. This is, and you know, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong because you play fantasy football, obviously. This has been, through 2 weeks, the most difficult season as an analyst that I can remember to try and prognosticate backfields that aren't pretty much set, because there's two or three guys that could potentially be the back who leads the team in snaps on a given week or leads the team in touches in a given week. And we're just following the data. And like we saw last week with the Rams, all of a sudden it's Henderson, and it was in Detroit. It was Kerryon Johnson. It's just very tough to try to decipher which of these guys in some of these backfields are going to lead those teams in touches in a given week.
You can follow him on Twitter at @Michael_Fabiano. That's at @Michael_Fabiano. Senior fantasy analyst for Sports Illustrated, Fantasy Sports Hall of Famer. Check him out on Cameo as well. He'll say anything you want him to say about the Cowboys. Really, Tyshirt? We couldn't get any hair metal songs.
All the like this, true.
I know,
songs
we
mentioned. What do you mean, what is this? This is your song. It's Rhinestone Cowboy. You know, for the Cowboys.
Rhinestone Cowboys?
Right, you never heard Rhinestone Cowboy? You're my
I've
age.
I've heard of it, but I mean, you could do better than that. Ben.
Celebration of Glenn Campbell.
That's what I'm telling Tyshirt.
Far outsold all those fans.
We could have had Fly
Except Me. Dallas had changed. They do well.
We could have had Fly Me Courageous at the end. Dude. We could have had a lot of things.
Give me some Allison Chains or some Motley Crue to make up for it, man. Come on.
All right, next time we'll get you that. We'll get you Fate's Warning next time.
How did the Yankees do tonight, by the way? How are they doing? How are the Mets?
The Mets won tonight. No, the Mets won tonight.
Are they going to be in the playoffs?
It's unclear at this point.
Oh, you know who's going to be in the playoffs?
White Sox.
You know what? I don't think we can hear Fabiano anymore. I can't hear. I wonder. I don't think we can hear him anymore. Yeah. Can we hear him? Hello? He's not there. Let him go. All right, see you, Fabs. See you, man. All right, bye. There you go. I didn't know we could do that. We should do that more often.
But he's gone. Wait, what happened?
On Twitter, at @Michael_Fabiano. We got more coming up in 90 seconds, but first, it's Ralph Ervin with what's trending in the wide world of sports. All right.
And Jason, you know, it's just never enough, right?
It's never. You are right, Ralph Ervin. It's a nice LA Guns reference right there.
There you go.
I would like to hear your Ballad of Jane during the update right here.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
But you got an hour to prepare for next hour. How about you do a song parody?
Well, heck, I was just going to tell you that Stevie B, when I saw him in concert, looked like Randy Watson from Sexual Chocolate when he walked out on stage.
Well, he was also in the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was. All right.
Lincoln Heights own.
Yes.
Denver with a 65-59 lead over the LA Lakers. 9:11 to play in the third quarter of this contest. The Nuggets being led on the score sheet by a bunch of players. Nikola Jokic, 15.6 rebounds. Jeremy Grant's got 12 points. Jamal Murray has 12 points. Monte Morris has 12 points. Michael Porter Jr. has 9. Again, the Nuggets up 7. 9:11 to play in the third quarter of this contest. Now, Billy Donovan is going to the Chicago Bulls. After leaving Oklahoma City earlier after the Thunder were bounced from the playoffs, he is going to go to the Bulls. Details not really announced. It's just being reported now by Adrian Wojnarowski. Major League Baseball, plenty going on tonight. One game late in action. Boston, an 8-3 lead over Baltimore. They're in the eighth. But the interesting action already has gone final. Atlanta, an 11-1 win over Miami. The Braves clinch the National League Eastern Division. They are now the 2 seed in the East. Or check that, 2 seed in the National League playoff race. The Mets, 5-2 winners over Tampa Bay, snapping a 2-game losing streak. The Rays still lead the Yankees by 3.5 games in the AL East. Jacob Stallings, game-winning walk-off home run. Pittsburgh beats the Cubs 3-2. Chicago's lost 3 of their last 4 games. And those Yankees, again, 12-1 winners over Toronto, snapping a 2-game losing streak. Now we'll send it back to, the power of the 80s just lives within them. Or maybe it's they got the music in them. I'm not sure. One of the two. It is Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
I've got the magic in me. You could have done that one, too. You could have done. Every time I touch that track, it turns into.
I was thinking I've got the music in me, but that's okay.
All right. Very okay. That's hey.
That's more 70s, I guess.
That's your light, refreshing favorites and singer-songwriters of the 70s. Ralph Ervin on Twitter will talk all the best singer-songwriters of the 70s. Right now, he's doing an hour-long chat on Al Stewart's Year of the Cat song.
Nicely done.
From 1977.
I'll also take your questions on the Wichita lineman.
There we go. Nicely done. Now that's good. Have you heard the Guns N' Roses version after he passed? It was very good.
I don't think no. Ralph's in the 70s, man. He's not. No way. Ralph is sitting there going,
so.
No. He's back. He's thinking, did the Stones cover anything in the 70s? What did I want to listen to? The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. So it's just going to be that kind of night, apparently.
We got Al Stewart in.
I mean, getting Al Stewart in, it's always like I feel like my work is done and I should be able to go home. Really, all the heavy metal we talked about.
This is pretty heavy if you think about it.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't like the fact we're going with more Lisa and Kulchan. All right. But coming up next, hey, things are getting chippy in the bubble in Orlando. LeBron James catching an elbow to the face and a flagrant called. The details next on Fox. But I'm gonna stick to my guns.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
No, I don't even need to talk. We just listen to Stevie B for the next few minutes. Fox Sports Radio. See, and not even played with his vocal levels. That's all natural right there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. Just got to listen to the whole show. That's how it goes. Right now, in the bubble in Orlando, the Lakers have cut the lead. The Denver Nuggets have now expanded it. It is 79-67. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Nuggets still shooting extremely well, 55% for the game. But what could wind up being something to come back and bite them, depending on how this game goes, is moments ago, Jamal Murray, a flagrant one for elbowing LeBron James in the face. It was called a flagrant on the floor. NBA, they redid the rules last year, and at any time, they can go back after a game and say, well, this is flagrant. This should be a suspension. A little bit more of a elbow kind of rub across the face than an elbow just thrown recklessly, but still you could see the intent. It was called a flagrant on the floor, and the NBA looks at this. I mean, this if you're talking about intent, clearly Jamal Murray's intent was to get an elbow in LeBron James's face. LeBron goes down. He comes back up. He is still playing. He just checked out of the game for rest near the end of the third quarter, but that's going to be a real interesting thing. What does the NBA look at? Because if the Nuggets have to play another game without Jamal Murray, that's going to be it. I mean, as well as Michael Porter's playing their shooting tonight, if they got to play a game without Jamal Murray, they're not going to win.
Do you think LeBron watched the Emmys this weekend? Because, I mean, it begins award season.
Hey,
that looked like it more touched his beard than anything else.
Don't fault a new strat. Don't fault a successful strategy.
No, hey, I never fault a good strategy.
I mean, but if you're talking about intent, and the intent clearly for Jamal Murray was an elbow to the face. Again, more of a rub across it, but the intent was there because the elbow was way up. And that's the thing, is that Jamal Murray being shorter than LeBron, you can't just accidentally elbow somebody. It's not like, oh, well, Dwight Howard accidentally elbowed you in the head because he's 4 inches taller than you. This is Jamal Murray, shorter than LeBron. He brings that elbow all the way up and then kind of rakes it across him. So if you want to talk about intent, I can see where the NBA would say, hey, intent is there. Now, was it as vicious and brutal? No, it wasn't, but the intent for Murray was there.
Yeah, I think he was getting tired of being run over by LeBron.
You probably.
Know, head down, I'm just going to run through you, and because you're smaller, you'll bounce off, and they will not call it. And look, that's it again, can't fault a good strategy and deny him his strength, but I could see where guys get frustrated when they think they've got a little bit of an opening maybe to return the favor for inadvertent power moves in the past without going frame by frame through this Zapruder film. Because Jamal Murray's never been a guy that's been accused of being a dirty player, to my knowledge. Right? So, but there's always going to be moments in a game, moments when you're being tested and maybe you felt like you were on the wrong end of one earlier. Sports, you try to equalize. And what happens? Normally the guy retaliating gets nailed. And here, Frostberg's texting me repeatedly. He should be arrested.
Oh, yeah. No, Frostberg's really upset. I mean, of course he's going to be upset.
Just got arrested.
But LeBron is okay. But clearly, the intent is going to be a big part of that because that's always the biggest thing, was the intent there. And if you can see something one way or the other, you don't get intent. But that's something where clearly the intent was there for Jamal Murray. And, yeah, that's a big thing.
But, yeah, I mean, you're watching him fighting through screen. He just took an elbow from Anthony Davis. Play goes on. He looks around like, okay, that's how it's going to be. So, you know, it's curious, right? You know, and guys are going to have their retaliatory moments. Say that 5 times really fast. And be curious to see if this escalates, right? Because you've had a lot of bodies crashing down low between – Dwight Howard with Jokic, Dwight Howard with Jamal Murray, Dwight Howard with his own teammates knocking the ball out of bounds. I mean, there've been a lot of bodies flying here. So, you know, officials at some point should probably stand back in and be like, hey, let's slow it down. The screens are getting a bit more aggressive. The arms are flailing up. And so someone else is probably going to take one in the chin here soon enough.
18-point lead for the Nuggets. We got more on this, but big news out of the NFL coming up next. This is Fox.